So everybody's going to get a chance to answer. But when you say you'd watch him, how do you watch? What's the watchful waiting protocol?
So it's the active surveillance involves PSAs every 3 months for 2 years, and then every 6 months, DRE, repeat biopsy a year, which is really a confirmatory biopsy to ensure that nothing has been missed, and then about every 3 to 4 years after that.
Okay. Dr. Swanson, how do you counsel this patient?
With this patient, I would, first of all, anything he does, he's going to do well. So I present all of his options to him, and I talk about observation also with these gentlemen and with very strict criteria about when I would intervene. We talk about what risk level he's at now and how long I'm willing to wait so that risk level doesn't change. More often than not, though, these patients are anxious enough that watchful waiting does not appeal to them. I think this gentleman would be an excellent candidate for an implant if he wanted to have some kind of intervention.
Okay. Dr. Petrylak?
I think the real difference in this case, as opposed to most watchful waiting cases, you've got a declining PSA. And I can't think in my clinical experience of seeing somebody who's come in for a second opinion for this, but I'm sure it does happen. Again, this patient has got to be presented all the options: observation, radical prostatectomy, seed therapy, external beam radiation therapy. I think it's appropriate to observe this patient with expectant follow-up, digital rectal exam every 6 months, and monitoring the PSA at either 3 or 6 month intervals.
Okay. Dr. Merrick.
Yeah, I think all of the treatment options are reasonable. I would agree, at least in the States, this gentleman would probably prefer to proceed with definitive treatment. And I don't talk to these patients about outcome because I tell them it's all the same. What they're choosing what complications they are best able to live with.
Dr. Roach?
We have two studies open at UCSF for patients like this. One involves dietary intervention and biopsies, and then we have another one that involves dutasteride. The dutasteride study is a study where we do endorectal MRI with spectroscopy, and if the patient has a measurable lesion on spectroscopy, then they are started on dutasteride at 3.5 milligrams, the standard dose is 0.5, and then we repeat the MRI at 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months to monitor. This is really sort of a proof of principle study to see how useful MRI may be. And then depending upon, this is a pilot study, we plan on maybe doing a bigger study with dutasteride. We've only got one patient out 3 months, and in fact we see diffuse changes in the prostate that suggest a response to treatment with a drop in citrate throughout the gland.